Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Revelation chapter 22, we were talking about the penalty that God has for those that tamper with the Word of God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Romans 10:17, it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." In 1 Peter 1, verse 23, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." One thing we must understand, that salvation must be His way and not ours. Yes, the gospel goes out, and the invitation is to whosoever will. But it's whosoever will go his way. There are not many roads to heaven. There's only one road, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the way he tops this verse off by saying, "Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." But you must take. I like what Henry Morse in his Bible notes says. He says, "This final invitation of the Bible urges whosoever will to come to Christ. The water of everlasting life is freely available to all who thirst for God and His righteousness. There is no need for anyone to go to hell. But salvation is given only to those who will come." And that takes us to verses 18 and 19 here of Revelation 22. He says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Now, we're told not to take away from this book. Mr. Liberal, if you discredit and you shun this book, you refuse to accept it, you simply will not be saved until you do. But understand that salvation must take place in this mortal life. Eternity is too late. 1 second into hell to be too late. One reads the first chapter of Proverbs, he'll find that though they call on him early, he will not hear. And they're talking about the moment they enter into hell. One will notice the plagues throughout the book of Revelation are assigned to those who tamper with the word of God. And it seems like in these last days in which we live, there are more and more people trying to tamper with the Word of God. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it because it seems offensive to you. The Scriptures speak of the Lord not blotting out their name from the Book of Life in Revelation 3 and verse 5. My friend, I believe that your name is written in the book of life before you were born. Yea, I believe that it was written there in eternity past. Because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And he would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. You see, the name is blotted out when you reject and you corrupt the word. I believe that those that call themselves textual critics are walking on very thin ice. You see, the Bible is the Word of God, and it's the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. But today you have people that are critics, that they try to judge the Word of God. They'll only find out, and I fear too late, that it's actually the Word of God that is their judge. Yes, it is important, both verbal inspiration and preservation. Every word, word for word, was God-breathed of this Bible. But God wouldn't breathe it and not preserve it. He has preserved it, and that promise is in Psalms 12, verses 6 and 7. Now, there are other places. I just gave you one reference because it only has to be in the Bible one time in order to be true. And so, when you look at this, from the things written in this book, it speaks of rewards for the saints of God. But on the other hand, those who reject Christ, reject His way, well, they're going to pay a price. And so as you look at those two verses there, He says there, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book, if they add unto it. And if they take away, God will take away their part out of the book of life. And so, my friend, don't trifle with the Word of God. It is word for word God's Word. It is preserved. And it's not for us to criticize. It's for us to learn it, to heed it, and to live it. Now it takes us into verses 20 and 21 here, the final two verses of Revelation 22. He which testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. We have the third and final come quickly of this final chapter of Revelation 22. I believe that it's in there three times, illustrating to us that this is coming from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's not a coincidence that it's in this final chapter three times. We're seeing the desire of the Trinity that all men be saved and be able to enter the blessed future day to be with the Lord. The Apostle John, who the Holy Spirit uses to write this book, says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Of course, he said that under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and these are the Holy Spirit's words, yet it's in his heart, and the Holy Spirit's words have become his words as well. Yes, I believe John would like to see more saved. But he has a glimpse of heaven. He has a glimpse of that glorified body. And it made him want it to happen now. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I think of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 1 saying that he had a desire to depart and to be with the Lord, which is far better. Now he says in verse 20, surely I come quickly. Surely means it will happen, without a doubt. And yes, it has been 2,000 years since then, and we realize that one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and it's 1,000 years is one day. But to us, 1,000 years, and 2,000 years especially, is a long time. And yet, 2,000 years will seem greatly insignificant in eternity. Now, my friend, this ought to tell us just to keep on keeping on. Nothing is more sure. Jesus is coming again. Let this be an encouragement to you. You remember in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Yes, in his humanity, he left for us an example, for it's in his humanity that he suffered the cross. He suffered the cross without the benefit of his deity ministering grace to his humanity. And what kept him there was the joy that was set before him. Oh, he didn't enjoy the shame, not at all. He despised it, the Bible tells us. But he could look into eternity. My friend, look into your eternity. If you are saved, you know Jesus Christ is your Savior. And realize what you're doing now is for eternity. It has been said, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And my friend, that's so true. And so look to what God would have you to do, and do it with all your might. Why? Well, 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory is over death, when we're resurrected, and we live forever with Him. And so He says in verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, this book closes here in verse 21 of Revelation 22 with the prayer of the grace of God be with you all. Amen. That word amen means so be it. Revelation has contrasted the grace of God in the life of the saints and their destinies compared to the righteous judgment on the wicked and their deserved destiny. The last word we see here of the New Testament is amen. The last word of that Old Testament, that Old Covenant, is curse in the book of Malachi chapter 4. Jesus came to rescue us from the curse and allow us to live in and by His grace forever. Jesus Christ gave us the revelation of Himself that we might receive eternal life in Him. My friend, have you come to Him in repentance and faith in His shed blood as He died for you on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later rose up from the dead? Do you realize that Jesus Christ literally, physically, rose up from the dead for you and for me? Now, friend, God cannot be defeated in His creative purpose. In the beginning, there was only God. In the ending, there'll be one Lord, and His name one. God is working out His great plan of reconciliation as revealed in His Word. These last two chapters of Revelation are carrying us forward in the Spirit into the everlasting glories of the new heaven and earth, where we'll be with our great God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.